Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for my sermon is taken from Psalm 100, which reads as follows. Shout for joy to the Lord and all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, have you ever heard the phrase, thanks for nothing? Well, having been on this campus many years, I know that several of you are sports fans. For those of you who are Dallas Cowboy fans, you probably used this phrase recently. Well, I have to admit, I've used it too. For my own team, the Minnesota Vikings, were annihilated in the playoffs. I mean, let's face it. You play a 16-game schedule, you get into the playoffs, and you get annihilated. I sat there and I couldn't believe it. I said to them, why did you even bother showing up to lose by that many points? I mean, well, thanks for nothing. Well, I know you as brothers in Christ, you will also remind me that this is probably nothing new to me. Having followed the Vikings, they've lost 4 Super Bowls. Many of you have reminded me of this. But I'll come back at you, the Twins won 2 World Series. How about our own lives? Do we find ourselves saying this? Well, thanks for nothing. I know I've said it myself. When I wanted my own way, or when I truly desired something and I couldn't get it, oftentimes it was directed to God. Well, thanks for nothing, God. But Psalm 100 tells us that this is not to be the case. Psalm 100 tells us we are to give thanks to God for everything, especially for who he is and for what he has done for us. It's not a popular concept in our day and age, but the text tells us that God is the one who has created us. He is the one who has given us life. We are to be the sheep of his pasture, and we are to serve him. But you, having read the scriptures, know that this is not the case. We chose to sin against God. We wanted to be just like him, as we see recorded in Genesis. And so we sinned against God. And so God had nothing else to do but to force us to leave his pasture. And you'd say, well, why don't we go back into the pasture? I mean, what's the big deal? Well, sin was the gate that kept us from returning back to God's pasture. There's nothing that we could do either. Sin barred our entrance into God's presence. We were no longer to be in his pasture. Isaiah 53:6 states to tell us of our condition. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. We are no longer in God's pasture, but we are on that wide path which leads to eternal damnation. We were out of God's pasture and wandering aimlessly, lost. We became lost sheep. Now, on our own, you would say, well, why couldn't we get back? Well, we were dead in sin. We didn't know how to get back, nor did we even want to get back. So what were we to do? Dead in sin, we could do nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a dead person open a gate. If you had, please share it with me. I've never seen it done. But that gate of sin had to be removed in order for us to get back into God's pasture. What was an impossible task for us was not impossible for a certain person, namely the Son of God. It would cost a great price on his part to remove that sin gate once and for all. But he was willing to pay that price. He shed his blood that we would have that gate of sin removed. For we read in 1 Peter 2, verse 25, "For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." How did he accomplish this? Verse 24 tells us, "He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree." He died on the cross that we would have forgiveness of sins, that that gate of sin would be removed once and for all. He accomplished what was an impossible task for us. He accomplished it. Scripture clearly tells us that this is a true fact. It's not fact or it's not fiction, but it is true. Now, if you guys have ever lived on a ranch or a farm, you probably had to try and move cattle from one pasture to the next. Now, it's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life. Because too often we give these animals too much credit. At least I have. From my parents' ranch, we had two pastures. And I would go open the gate, figuring that they would just want to go through there. Because they spent all this time trying to get through the barbed wire or the jackleg fence. So I thought, well, I'll make it easy for you. I'll open the gate. And yet they would not go through. They would somehow gain some kind of pleasure by going through barbed wire instead of going through that open gate. Well, that is like us. For apart from faith, we are unable to go through that open gate. We can't get through there. And in fact, apart from faith, it's impossible. Thanks for nothing. Your Son died on the cross, but we didn't. He arose again. Big deal. It's done nothing for me. But by faith, we cling to God's word. Mark 16:16 says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." You and I cling to that very word. And we are assured that we are now in God's pasture. Psalm 100 tells us that we will also remain there. For God will not let us go. Isaiah 40:11 says, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. The shepherd will lead us to God's pasture, and there we will take up residence." Now the world's going to say, "Well, God, thanks for nothing." Or, "Hey, God, I'll get to you on my own." But just like those cattle, they'll end up in the barbed wire. And if you've ever grabbed a hold of a barbed wire, you know it hurts. You cannot get through it. But you and I, as believers, by God's grace, we're in his pasture. And we are to remain there. And you and I are to give thanks for everything that he has done. We give thanks to Christ that he was willing to shed his blood that we would have forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. Yes, we come by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And we give him thanks. And we praise his name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.